At first, military brass opposed the idea of surveying the rank and file, but social scientists pointed out the massive draft would bring great change to the Army, and better understanding of the mindset of the new citizen soldiers could help the war effort. By war's end, they'd collected 65,000 commentaries on all sorts of topics, and some of them helped shape policy and planning. History professor Ed Guitry is leading an effort to digitize them and create a public database. He says there's already been some significant findings. One had to do with the then controversial idea of integrating platoons of volunteer black soldiers into all-white infantry companies.
The concern was that if you integrate, that it's going to affect morale and efficiency. Well, what happened was exactly the opposite. Not only did the African Americans perform just as well, but it improved race relations.
Armed with this new information and the efforts of black activists, President Truman abolished discrimination in the armed forces in 1948, ultimately leading to desegregation in the services. Most of the data from these surveys has never been mined, but this week Virginia Tech is kicking off a crowdsourced project to transcribe the comments, and they're hoping an army of volunteers will sign in to an online citizen archivist site to help. I'm Robbie Harris.